want them to know, you know, so to pass on, you know.
So your mother thought it was really obviously important for you to
know. Yeah, and she insisted like I said, I was always brought up, you know. My mother, I knew my mother wasn't mean to me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
She wasn't mean to me. She wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, now look, you see, it's coming in handy to me.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm teaching them other ones. But when I was a kid, we used to lay in a bed there, and I'd be laying on the other bed, and she'd be talking to me all night long, till midnight. I tell her, Mom, I said, I'm getting tired, I don't want to sleep. She says, you never mind. And she says, I want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, I want you to pass it on to your kids or maybe somebody else. I says, therefore, I want you to know all these things. And she just keep talking, talking. Now I know. And I've got a lesson too. I'm telling you, my stepdad never did tell me nothing. All he tells me is go out, get wood. Pack wood in, that's all. Pack water, and that's all he told me.
You think he didn't know or he didn't care?
Both. Mm-hmm. Both. Because his folks too, he didn't see his folks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was brought up just like I am right now. You know, he didn't have no family.
Oh, he didn't have any family to teach, yeah.
Yeah, to teach him, you know.
Yeah, that could have been why he was so old.
That's why he didn't care, and that's all he told me. My mother taught me all this, how to build a sled and how to build snowshoes, stuff like that, you know.
What happened to his family? Any idea?
They died off. They all died off. They had that big flu and this wiped the whole thing off. Wiped the whole thing off. Therefore, he didn't see none of his folks. His uncle was the only one that was living when he was living, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that taught him how to do things, you know.
Hey, do you want me to get you more tea or
anything? No, I think so. So his uncle is the one that taught him all these things, you know. Then my uncle too, my uncle was blind, you know. And he was little above us, about a couple hundred yards. And I used to go over there and I used to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped me, and he used to make fried bread, you know. And I used to go over there and I eat that. We used to put raisins. It was some days eating fried bread with raisins in there. It's like eating ice cream or a piece of pie.
Oh, yeah. You know what's interesting? It's interesting how the same things are good in different cultures. An English friend of mine who grew up in England said, oh, we used to make fried bread and we'd stick raisins in it. It was just wonderful. And I think, gosh, you know, England way over halfway across the other side of the world, totally different culture, and here you're saying the same thing, you know?
That's very
interesting too.
Well, that's what I tell the kids right now. I said, when we go down there Sunday, I'm going to cook for you down there. But I said, one of you girls is going to help me. Well, how are we going to go by it? I said, I don't know, you're just going to have to watch me, I guess, how to do it, and I'm going to just tell you how to do it. And you're going to have to finish it off. I said. And then one says, I don't mind doing this, she said. I know how to bake and all that, she said. So, I know how to bake and then all that. I said, that's good.
Yeah.
I said, the way I cook, I said, I cook a big pot of stew every day. See, they asked me, where you learn that, Howard? Did you follow? You got a cookbook? I said, no. I said, I got a cookbook.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, I said, I got 2-3 cookbooks back there, but I said, I go buy this one here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I put little everything. That's why I cook it. And then when I bake, it's the same thing. I say usually, in summertime, I say I usually cook on the ground. You know. So, therefore, they say they're going to cook down.
That's a neat experience for you.
And the way I was brought up during all this, my mother said, I'm not going to be with you all the time, son, she says. And you got nobody to look forward to, he says. You're going to have to bring yourself up. She says, nobody ain't going to tell you this. That's why I'm telling you. And you're going to bring yourself up. You're going to have to know how to build a house. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to learn how to survive. And that's why I'm telling you this. And all your cousins and your relations ain't going to help you because they got money. They don't care. They're not going to care for you. And that's it right now. I got cousins. You see the one I just talked to right now?
Yeah, that's
they got a big home up there, $100,000 home. Yeah. Big place, top as big as this house there.
Yeah.
Her husband is there. He's the head of the what is it now? Some darn thing. Anyway, it's a union anyway. And he's the head of that. And he's in our cooperation. He's the president. So that way they got money. And they only time they talk to me is. It's when they want something. They want to know something. They want to know something or they want something. And that makes me mad, you know, because I lay down there this fall. I lay down my bed down there and gee, I think back, I says, with all my relations, my nephews, my niece, they don't give a damn about me. If they did, they'd come down and see me. Send me a message, send me a message or something like that. And it, I started thinking about that. And that's, and it does, it bothers me, you know.
I think it's just part of the time. I think
And they always tell me, I got no time. Uh-huh. They got a car, they got a boat.
Yeah.
And here they go around, go visit their friends around town, driving around, look, mm-hmm. see their friends. And that's what I say. It makes me mad in a way, but. In time, it's going.
It's going
to bother them. It's going to bother them. Mm-hmm. When I'm gone, they're going to say, "Why didn't I try to help my cousin more?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I listen to him?"
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come back to them. That's what I'm getting at, and that's what my mother told me. You never talk back to old people. Never.
Well, old people have so much knowledge. They're so wonderful.
And that's why she says, if you see anybody cutting wood out there, just go over there and take the axe away from them and start doing it. If you see them packing water, just pick up the bucket and start walking with it. And if you fall down, you go over there, pick her up. A lot of things like that.
Your mother sounds like a neat lady.
But you see, therefore, right now, you know, anything like that, like donation, if people die, some people die, you know. I donate them maybe $20, I buy a case of crackers, or something like that, you know. That's helping. That's helping people. In time that it repays, you know. So.
It all goes round.
Yeah, that's what I was taught, so. And I sure like to have more people pay attention and do that. That's why I tell my students that. I said, I've got a couple of nieces and nephews in town, and they don't want to do that, I says. They don't want to listen to me. I said, they're not going to keep working. And one of them, I said, he doesn't know how to operate it. He doesn't even know how to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's... In time, you're going to have to learn how to all these things.
Everything. The best from both cultures.
Sure. And the main thing is your culture.
Yeah.
And therefore, I sure would like to have your people doing these things. Build your own houses. How to insulate it.
Oh, right.
All of that.
Very important.
So you don't have to go to town, go up. Independent metal by insulations and stuff. I said, you don't need that. There's a lot of them covered with in the country right there. I says, you use that and it's more better.
Mm-hmm.
I says, if you want to insulate your house real, real good in winter time, I said, you go down the riverbank and take a bucket and you take that sand and them cracks over there. I said, you just put it with your hand and put it on there, and it freezes, and that's your insulation. I say in the summertime it'll just fall down and melt again. That's your insulation, and that's right. That's what you use. And when you're chinking, I see you don't get the moss that grows on the ground. You got to go out on the lakeside, the one that grows on the ground. Mm-hmm. I said, that's the kind you want. It's got more insulation. I said, all of that, I said, you've got to know. And I told Liza that today too, and she says, I heard Grandma say that. She says, and she says, you're right. I said, sure, I know I'm right. Mm-hmm. I said, if I wasn't right, I wouldn't be telling you this. And she's one of the teachers over there too. She teaches. But she teaches how to write in Indian, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I heard of her. Uh-huh. She's great.
So I go over and visit her. She's right next door to me. That's just where I was. Just
now. Oh, I see. Yeah, she's down in Chapmanville.
Yeah, right down below me, that big building down the fourth floor.
Where I went down to phone. We were both in the same building. Okay, well, we're going to quit in another 5 minutes for today.
So I'm glad that people listen to me, and I'm more happy to help you and help anybody, you know, because mm-hmm. I want you to pass on and mm-hmm. tell people that that's where you pick it up and you want to continue. You want to continue doing things. So, I don't know. Sometimes I think of it and people just say, why? What for? And that makes me mad, you know.
Very important.
And then they tell me afterwards, they say, I'm sorry. And when they say I'm sorry, that makes me more mad, because I don't like that sorry business. I've told a lot of people. Because, you know, when you say I'm sorry, it seems like that you're laughing at you. That's right. To me, it is.
I guess maybe in that context, I wonder, I don't know that that's true all the time. I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on the situation.
Because I know that. I know I'm right, because mm-hmm. I heard a lot of people, they come up there and they do something wrong. They say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
And they do the same thing the next day again. Yeah. And the same thing.
Oh,
and they tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you that again. So I just say, just forget it. I said, just don't come near me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come near me. I don't want you to say sorry. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk to me, you say something else. I said,
mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. I don't like it. I said, I was brought up that way. And that's right. That's where I was brought up. And my mother never told me that, but I brought up myself that way, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my heart. Everything that I say comes from here. And therefore, I know that I'm right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be saying these things, you know.
Well, yeah, that's how you got to feel.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's where I feel, and that's where I'm mm-hmm. going to feel. And I'm going to continue telling my people that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't understand me, just tell me, and then I'll put it in another way.
Yeah.
I'll put it another way. Until you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell my students, too. They says, yeah, we know what you're talking about. We sure love you, Howard.
You know, and Howard, it doesn't take a whole bunch. A few that really learn it well will spread a lot.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean, so don't be discouraged if you don't have bunches of students.
Yeah.
If you have a few that really learn, they're going to pass it on.
Yeah. So, today, when I have my students, I'm going to tell them this, to pass it on,
mm-hmm.
and get more of them to come see me and talk to me, because if they come at two at a time, I can explain things more better, you know,
mm-hmm.
more better. And not to ask me questions so fast, you know, because I get tangled up, and the only thing I don't like about it, you know, some of them, geez, I don't know. They're not bashful or nothing, but they're just afraid to ask me.
Hmm.
I told them before, I said, don't be afraid to ask me, because I said, that's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you whether you're right or wrong. I said, don't be afraid. And I want you to speak up. I said,
well, Okay, speaking of speaking up, I'm going to relax. I'm going to clean up my brushes, turn off the tape. I have to make a quick phone call, and then we can leave.
Take off, huh?
Yeah, not very long today, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. We're getting there.